Chalk one up for dignity and class. That story in a moment. Hi, Jeff DeForest here for the great people at Deal Volkswagen. Summer is heating up, and so are the great deals on certified pre-owned vehicles at DLVW. It's like getting a new car without paying a new car price. They're basically selling them wholesale to the public, and they all come with a clean Carfax vehicle history report, great mileage, and better prices. Jetta models, Passat models, and Tiguan models, and much more. All at great prices with Volkswagen-backed warranties. Check out the deal inventory online and see the great quality selection they have. Only showroom quality vehicles and many with one owner. Real cream puffs and new inventory arriving daily, so check often. Get down to their classic location at 3601 Bird Road and beat the heat in a certified pre-owned VW. You'll be like thousands of happy customers that say, it's all about the DEEL. Carfax vehicle history reports are based only on information supplied to Carfax. Carfax does not have the complete history of every vehicle. Louis Oosthuizen had every reason to be bitter and upset. A bridesmaid once again, he had led the British Open from the opening round until, when paired with eventual winner Colin Morikawa, he lost the lead and eventually finished third by shooting a 1-over-71 on the final day of the tournament. The third-place finish came on the heels of six runner-up placements in majors to go along with his lone major victory at the Open 11 years ago. The media and the fans are quick to label this type of finish as a failure and cast Usti in an unfavorable light, implying he had choked again and failed to capitalize on yet another golden opportunity to excel. Oosthuizen may have felt that way too. Normally very accessible to the media and gracious with the fans, the South African left the course without speaking to the press, generally regarded as a no-no on the golf circuit, and a move that has been extremely scrutinized of late in light of the Naomi Osaka revelations in tennis. Morikawa, again a humble winner, was an iceman down the stretch, making any number of difficult par saves on the back nine to keep him ahead of Oosthuizen and stave off a late rally of fellow American Jordan Spieth. Asked about playing in the final pairing with Oosthuizen, Morikawa had nothing but high praise for his fallen opponent, saying he wishes he could drive the ball with the consistent accuracy Louis displays, and implying that with his game, Oosthuizen should hardly be denigrated for failure, but respected as a player who will be a factor in many more majors to come. Being gracious in victory may be easy, but we have seen many top stars who were hardly gracious in defeat. Despite his initial reaction, Oosthuizen would later publish a communication via Twitter talking about the class Morikawa displays on the course and offering his congratulations for taking the tournament right out of his grasp. It was a pleasure to see this type of exchange between two players who had just gone head-to-head in an intense and high-level competition. Certainly, it was a far cry from the kind of sore losing posturing and conversation usually associated with Serena Williams, who was coddled to by the media to a fault, especially when she pounced through a bitter press briefing after a loss. In this hey look at me sports world we live in today, it's a pleasure to see both winner and loser conduct themselves in such a dignified fashion. No self-aggrandizing gestures or braggadocio statements, no excuses or diminishing the play of the winner. Like two fighters hugging immediately after the bell of a brutal 12-round bloodbath, Usti and Morikawa displayed the kind of sportsmanship that, sadly, sports has gone away from. It would be a pleasure to see this kind of behavior much more often. Jeff DeForest for the DeForest Files.